Well, I think, first of all, I mean, I wanted to do a music documentary about ragga and rap. It was called The Dark Side of Black because I was very interested in trying to get behind the sensationalist headlines, which was basically very interested in what was the incitement for murder in Bujubuntin's Boom Bye Bye.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, a number of activist groups at that time, which we're talking about the mid-90s, started to organize themselves to basically try to bring this up as a question, because the controversy behind Bujubuntin's Boom Bye Bye was really about the incitement to actually shoot homosexuals. And so this incitement to murder, we thought was really quite a problem and was a shift in ragga music. Previously, you know, if we think about Bob Marley, there's musical redemption, in a sense, is about a positive, if you like, aspect of looking at social problems. But what changed in the music by Bujubuntin, the ragga music, which had developed through the dancehall culture, was really both a reflection of the change in Jamaican society, but it seemed to be twinned with this homophobia which was being expressed through the music. But I must say that one of the things that I found out when I made that documentary was that there were many reasons why this had come about. It was to do with the colonial history of Jamaica. It was to do with the religious fundamentalism which was growing in Jamaica. It was connected also to the question of violence and intolerance, which was generally something experienced by many people in Jamaica, especially from the working classes. And that generally there was a question really of human rights violations against gays and lesbians. It was a human rights issue. And I think sort of one of the problems about homosexuality is its position of illegality, that it's illegal to be a homosexual or to be gay in Jamaica. It's against the law. So, you know, kind of basically, if you think about that, then the way the pronouncements from those records or the sentiments are not that strange in a Jamaican society where homosexuality is deemed illegal, that it's seen as being against the biblical code, and all of these sorts of ideas which are really very rampant. It's just the fact that ragga music is so popular. But I think the problem with campaigning just against Bujubuntin is that, in a way, it doesn't really get to grips with the real question, which is really the fact that homosexuality needs to be decriminalized in Jamaica, and it needs to be seen as a human rights issue. The music is really the tip of the iceberg, you know, so...